Well, you guys are, you know, I have to say, it was straight off.
Straight off?
Yeah, straight off, right off. Just put on our sunglasses.
Because we're
too cool for school. Samantha Morris is our guest.
Hi.
Welcome back to the cast.
Welcome. Thanks. Welcome back.
That was a good one. Yeah. That was a good song.
It's Thank you. Great song.
Thank you.
I wrote that song. Great rendition.
I wrote that song.
You did? Just for this?
Well.
Now, Samantha, does it feel weird? Because if you'll remember, the last cast, we were in your car.
Yeah, and I was in the driver's seat.
I forgot that.
In the back seat like a child.
Yeah.
It's different.
It is.
It's different.
The view is different.
What movie did we see for her last one?
We saw Pitch Perfect.
So good.
Yeah.
So good.
I liked it. I wouldn't say I loved it at this point. I don't remember what I said then.
Right.
We talked a lot about Little Dane Cook.
Did we?
Yeah.
I just heard him on a podcast.
Little Dane Cook or the real one?
Oh, right. Little Dane Cook. The real one. Uh-huh. The big Dane Cook.
He's my Little Dane Cook. Little Dane Cook.
He doesn't know how to tell jokes. Like Big Dane Cook.
Tosh, what were we talking about right before the movie?
What were we talking about? I was trying to remember that. Do you remember?
Harper had
her first sleepover. You should come to all of our casts and just because I have a memory.
Exactly. You're like the court reporter.
Let me look at the past notes.
Read that back.
Harper had her first sleepover.
How many kids came to the sleepover?
Only one. It was just with her friend Pearl.
One on one.
It was her first. Okay. So let me just tell you.
Yeah.
She said, can we have a sleepover? And she's always asking me that, but it's never going to be, never was okay. But Pearl, she's known since before they could crawl.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, if it's going to happen, this is where it's going to happen.
Yeah.
So I said to her, it's okay with me.
Yeah.
And I was going to say, you know, check with Pearl's mom. But when I said that, it brought back all these memories of suddenly I felt like a little kid, like I could feel what that felt like. Because I remember, you know, my mom saying, it's okay with me. You have to check with whoever. It was just like flashback to my childhood.
Yeah.
That was a weird experience. I guess no one else really.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that you were going to change it. You know, you were going to do it differently. But
it was just a nostalgia.
Then you're
going to
be like, I'm going to ask Pearl's mom first.
No.
That way I would say, well, it's okay with Pearl's mom, but it's not okay with me. Wait another year.
No, I didn't want to get fancy. I was just feeling nostalgic. Anyway, so then she did it, and this is the most heartbreaking thing ever. Let me tell you. Harper is a tough cookie, okay? When she's actually sad about something, she hides it. Like, she doesn't want to... Like, she's too tough to show it. And she's 6 and a half. Who does that at 6 and a half? So she went to the sleepover. I texted her, Pearl's mom. How did it go? At like 10:15. Well, I did it before, but anyway, 10:15. She's like, not great. She didn't go home. Apparently, she was quietly crying in her bed. And Pearl kept going to her mom saying, Harper's crying. She's like, no, she can't. She would tell me. And she went to her. Pearl's mom went to her, and she's like, she goes, it's okay. I want to do it.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you believe that? And she's like, okay, Harper, but if you're going to keep crying, I want to call your mom because I don't want you to be sad here all night. And she's like, okay, I can do it. And she did it.
Oh, my.
I can't. What?
Oh, my God.
Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
She's so tough. I'm so proud of her.
This is so reverent that I'm going to say this, but I like that, like, Harper just did it like how some girls have sex for the first time. She's like, I'm just going to get through it.
Oh, my God.
I was thinking,
silently
what?
Crying.
Some girls just have sex
for the first. Just get it over with.
I was like that, but I didn't cry.
Yeah. Some girls cry during sex.
What?
Or after sex.
Nate's
or whatever.
Had some very sad sexual
I have a large penis, and it causes lots of pain.
Okay, we're done talking about your daughter.
I love that she's got a work ethic.
Like an athlete who plays through the pain.
Yeah.
You know, you want to win this game. So you just got to, you you gotta toughen up and it's just true. Do it.
I always like to make fun of my brother, my twin brother, because mm-hmm. when, I don't know if it was our first sleepover, but it was a very memorable sleepover. Mm-hmm. They were showing Creature of the Black Lagoon in 3D on TV.
What?
And so we got some glasses, and of course my family's kind of cheap, so actually one of us had a real 3D glasses, and the other one, we had one that we made, which didn't work. I don't know, like, what they do with that stuff, but we got, like, cellophane paper, you know?
Wait a minute, you came to it was like a party?
It was at our friend's house. They were showing it on TV, but in 3D, so you had to have the glasses. So you would go to 7-Eleven and get these glasses.
Oh, my God.
My family, you know, they bought us one. I mean, it's 7-Eleven. Like,
how much were these glasses? Yeah,
I mean, it's probably like $2, so, you know what I mean? It wouldn't get us two. We made the second pair. It would, like, cut out blue cellophane paper and, you know. Whatever. And they didn't work as well, you know? I don't know what...
Maybe that... Did you have the fake ones?
We both, like, went back and forth.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
But the point is, I stayed the night. I stayed in the spooky house and slept the night.
And he left.
And he was a crybaby, and he left.
We lived, probably
10 houses apart, you know, so I don't know if he even was picked up if he just walked home.
Right.
But we were, I don't know, elementary school, probably... Yeah, we probably were in fourth grade.
Oh my gosh, then you're 10 already.
Well, I have a question. Did you?
Or wait, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how old we are. No. I knew old enough like that he was crying. I mean, like, and then it was a big deal to like, to you know, leave. Not stay the night.
What were you gonna say?
Well, did you guys have keys to your house?
No.
So do you remember that as a kid, like?
We did at one point. We were latchkey kids. When my mom went back to work, we were latchkey kids.
Right.
But that was much later on.
But if you're not at your house, what?
Like, if you're not at your house...
Oh, it's the middle of the night.
You're close enough to, like, walk to your house.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't get into your house.
Oh, I'm sure he just knocked on the door or whatever.
Well, sure, but isn't that, like...
It wasn't that late. Thing? It was, like, little kid late. Where it was, like, probably still 10 o'clock or something like that. Yeah, you know. But I always make fun of him for that.
That's funny.
For not being able to last the night.
Still to this day.
Now, as we were walking out, before we get to the movie, we saw this one of these things they have at movie theaters like the Arclight, where they have props and costumes from a movie. And it's from this movie coming up. What's it called?
I don't know.
The Place Beyond the Pines.
Oh, there we go.
See, why aren't you always here?
I know, right? She's like Ed McMahon.
That's like, great. I don't even need a brain.
And it's with our old friend, Ryan Gosling.
Our old friend.
And
of the show.
And we know that recently but he's saying, I'm not going to. I'm going to take a break from doing movies.
You received an email, you said.
I received an email, not from him personally, but...
Oh, okay.
From some people that, you know, follow these things.
Uh-huh. They mentioned
it. And they mentioned it. And I thought, the first person I thought it was you. I was like, oh, what's Tosh going to do? So as we're coming out, Tosh was saying to us, it's like, yeah, you know, I was, like, ahead of all of that. Like, you know, I liked him before anyone did. Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't say anyone, but certainly before the hoopla.
Yeah. When do you think the hoopla really started? Because, for instance, I will say that I always think Ryan Gosling's career really starts...
The Notebook.
The Notebook is where he becomes the heartthrob. Mm. But I think that it really starts with... what's the movie where he's the teacher and...
Half Nelson.
I think that's...
Good you.
Yeah.
She did
you really
again.
Are. And I think that's where it starts. Like
his career starts with a movie that probably...
He's nominated for an Oscar.
Yeah,
for
but nobody saw that movie.
But I still think that that's where Ryan Gosling
starts. That's where he, like, gets on the radar.
Yeah, and then The Notebook.
I think it was the movie that's probably the most biggest grossing romantic movie of all time.
Notebook. I know, but I think that Half Nelson was before The Notebook.
No, it wasn't.
I think it was.
The Notebook, okay. Well, I mean, listen, we can figure this out real quick. Real quick. You think I don't have a computer in my phone? Go ahead. Maybe you should do it.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I'm the
fact keeper. So. Well, and
Regardless, I do feel that I loved him before he became, like, you know, before he was a meme.
Right.
You know, all of that. And I'm not saying I'm better than those people.
But
it does take a little of the... No. Which is good. He was too thrilling.
It's like you know what you like. And some people, they need to be told what they like.
Thank you. You know? Thank you. Absolutely. That's what it is.
Well, yeah?
Well, you said you were wondering how I felt about him. Oh, yeah. Well,
how do you feel about that?
Well, I feel okay.
Yeah.
Because I have a lot. You know what? I just, it's too much energy to love him so much.
Yeah.
And also, I did want to speak about his new romance, supposedly with Eva Mendes.
Oh, starting in probably in this movie.
Mm-hmm. They met in this movie. Yeah. Supposedly, it's been about a year now. Yeah. I don't believe it for a second.
Really?
You don't? Yeah.
I think, well, at first I think it was a publicity stunt. And now I think
the gods would do that?
I do.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like who knows what happens in Hollywood? About that stuff. Well, that's what you think.
Yeah, it is.
Well, right. But then, now what I think is, she's a motherly figure for him. I think he's looking for some kind of, listen, it's an instinct, okay, Samantha?
Okay, I'm listening.
She's furrowing.
My brow is furrowed, but I'm listening.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think it's too much. That's why he's quitting acting for now. I think the fame and all of this is getting to him, and he needs some kind of, like, comfort, and that's what he's getting from. Yes, is she a beautiful bombshell? Yes, but I don't see this sexual chemistry between them. I'm not feeling it. I'm not. Now, when I thought he was with someone else before that, I was upset. But when I saw those two, I was like, ugh, I'm not threatened.
Yeah. Because,
you know.
Yeah.
Interesting.
We're pretending.
That is interesting.
I could actually date him and I wasn't married in that case. But I'm very happily married. I'm not dating this guy. Oh, no, that laugh sounded like it wasn't true. I am. I'm very happily married.
You are.
Sorry, Brett. I
love you. The verdict is in. The Notebook was 2004 and Half Nelson was 2006.
Oh, okay. All right, withdrawal.
I mean, you were...
But I still think
you're
that...
You're asking me about Ryan Gosling trivia?
I know. But I'm coming from the male perspective, and I'm saying, like, just in terms of the world at large,
right.
Like, yes,
all
there
the
were...
the humans who never saw The Notebook because they don't care.
Excuse me, have you seen The Notebook?
No.
OMG. Have you seen The Notebook?
I have seen The Notebook.
And tell her right now how amazing that movie is, as a male.
I will say that The Notebook is actually a really gut-wrenching,
amazing.
Excellent movie.
Thank you.
It's like not...
It's not what
you think. It is what you think it's going to be, but then underneath that is something else.
So much
and
more.
And it's like...
And
yeah.
You are going to watch that movie and feel a lot of feelings and also, in spite of yourself, fall in love with Ryan Gosling.
Okay.
And you can do that. It's okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, should we go to the movie?
Oh, this movie?
Yeah.
I'd rather talk about The Notebook.
Oh, really?
Okay. Of course.
Well, we saw Admission with Tina Fey, Paul Rudd, Wallace Shawn.
Mm-hmm.
Am I missing anybody?
Lily Tomlin,
yes. And then that guy, the British guy who's like...
Michael Sheen. Ironically, he was dating up until very recently Rachel McAdams.
Was he really?
Of The Notebook.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he's...
He's at least 10 years older than her, right? He was also dating before that for many years, Kate Beckinsale. They have a child together.
Oh, my goodness.
Does that make sense?
They're both English.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
English people like to do it with each other.
She's probably in her late 30s.
And he's in his... I guess she might be early 30s, that McAdams.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rachel McAdams is... Yeah.
Well, and then also, I don't know her name, but maybe Ed McMahon in the back seat knows... Penny from Lost.
Oh, yeah. I can't...
She played the Virginia Woolf.
Yeah.
Oh, scholar. Right. She was also on this terrible show on HBO.
Which one?
The Mind of the Married Man.
Oh, really?
She played his wife.
Well, she was also... She was on... It was sort of like copying Lost kind of thing, and so it was kind of funny that she was on it.
Oh, yeah.
Where
Revolution?
It was, no, not Revolution, before that, like 2 years ago, that it was like Flash Forward. She was in Flash Forward.
Because isn't there one of those people on Revolution?
Yes.
So her name is Sonia Walger.
Oh.
Okay. Sonya.
How did she spell it? That was my mother's name.
S-O-N-Y-A.
Okay, that's not how she spelled it.
Yeah. Oh. Well, okay, I'm going to segue perfectly.
Oh.
Because this movie makes you think about moms and family, right. Yeah, I think. Mm-hmm. Maybe think about my mom.
No. It did make you think
There's
about
a lot of mothers
mom?
In this movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This movie, Tina Fey, everyone probably knows this setup, but she's an admission officer at Princeton University.
Mm-hmm. The one, the only.
And
is it the number one school?
I thought it was Yale Harvard.
Me too.
I feel like they're always tied and shuffling.
Really?
I don't think Princeton is ever number one.
I never thought it was number one.
I think they just could film at Princeton, and so they, they inserted it.
New Jersey said yes.
Exactly. I'm sure Princeton was like, yeah, we'll get that.
Jersey.
You know? Yale?
Yale's in New Jersey.
No, Yale's in Connecticut.
Oh, right, right. New Haven. I was thinking the new.
Yeah, okay. Not every town in New Jersey starts with a new.
No?
Okay.
All right. I'll have to check my map, but I'll take your word.
You think I don't have a map on this phone? I don't have a map on this phone.
Getting steamy in this car. I know. It's already fogging up.
Paul Rudd plays a teacher of some school, and he has a student that he thinks should go to Princeton, and then there's something else.
There's a twist.
There's a total twist.
He also thinks Tina Fey is his mother. Not his mother.
Yeah, thinks
is
the student's mother. And then meanwhile, Tina Fey is a girlfriend with Michael Sheen.
Mm-hmm.
And
for 10 years living together.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. He cheats on her with the Sonya lady.
Yeah. Penny.
I'd like to hit the superficial notes first.
Yes, let's do it.
One, I think they made Tina Fey look like a small boy in this movie. There was a lot of ears sticking out.
Okay.
I felt that she was the least attractive. Not that it matters, but I just was like, I didn't like that.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Really? Okay.
Maybe you're around small boys more than me, so maybe
that's why
you're thinking about
also,
that.
Also, whenever I see people like Lily Tomlin have facelifts, like Ellen DeGeneres, these funny women.
Yeah.
I don't know why it upsets me. Like, I feel like with the beauty queens, I can understand that, like, oh, that's their identity. They're wrapped up in it, and it must be hard to let it go, and you have a lot to deal with, and so that's why they do it. But, like, those ladies, I don't know.
I didn't think it came off as, like, face melting. You know, like
she was so pulled back. Like she,
I thought
did
it was,
you notice?
I noticed it, but I thought it was pretty well done.
Really, yeah. But you
noticed
it.
That's what I mean. I think
it
was well done. But you're right though, because Lily Tomlin, I love Lily Tomlin. I always thought her face is so amazing too, because she has a very
expressive.
Like she almost looks like she's 1,000 years old when she was 20 years old. You know, but I just love it. You know, and then when she smiles, she has a very interesting smile because her eyes go to slits, you know,
But not now. I feel like there was no slitting.
I think there was still a slitting.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. I didn't notice it. It was very upsetting to me. Because I just feel like the more people that do this, then the more it's like people feel like they have to do to be that way. And it's like, those ladies, come on.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's true. It's true.
And Mary Tyler Moore, that's another one.
Right.
Yeah.
Come on. Ladies. All right, let's move on.
Okay. Well,
what'd you think of this movie?
Yeah,
should
let's
we
do
ask
that.
Our guest first?
Yeah. Ed McMahon. Sam, what'd
How
you
did
think?
We get him?
I didn't mind it. It wasn't the best movie, but I'm pretty forgiving with these things. I think what you
these
talked
things,
about
movies?
Before. Yeah, well, like light movies.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Because they're just trying to be your friend.
Just
trying to entertain you.
And I would say with this movie, first off, I mentioned to you ladies before, on my way here, ran into a friend of the show, Amy Height, and she was like, when I mentioned I was coming to see this movie, lower your expectations. So I totally lowered my expectations.
How low were they?
They were very low.
They were
very low. And then I came in and I realized very quickly, which I think I knew from previews, hey, if you're going and thinking this is going to be a yuck fest, it's
not. Oh, okay.
No yuck fest in this.
That is the problem.
Right.
With expectations.
Yeah.
Because if you, because, yeah, you want that with Tina Fey and Paul Rudd.
Yeah, you're thinking that's what it's going to be.
You would like some yucks.
Yeah. There's romance, yes. Mm-hmm. There's some pulling on the tug strings.
Yes.
Pulling on the heartstrings. Tugging on the heartstrings.
Oh my gosh, I hate to interrupt this.
Yeah, what's that?
But I forgot. We should have talked about you in the opening of
Yeah, that's true.
Nate had a big... He was on the our television screen.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Happy Endings this past Friday.
I was on Happy Endings last night. No, that's okay. We can... Talk about that for a second.
About me, and that's big news.
Yeah. It was very exciting. It was my first guest star.
Mm-hmm.
It was funny, like, my friend, Jake, like, he wrote me a couple of emails, and then, you know, like, he wrote, like, this first one was like, oh, you know, like, and then, like, as I guess he thought, like, you know, all the other times I've been on shows, it's been like,
a couple lines,
mm-hmm. like, one scene or whatever. And then he was like, second scene, oh, you know, and then he was like, third scene, you know, and like, and then I wrote him back and I was like, yeah, like, I told you, it's a guest star, it's bigger, you know, like, and so that was kind of funny.
Yeah, that was very exciting.
But no, and it was a lot of fun to do. Obviously, there's a bunch of UCB people and stuff, but everyone was really nice, and Abby Elliott was, she was the other guest star, mm-hmm. she was kind of like the big guest star, but
I mean, you couldn't tell for you guys had the same amount of parts. I thought parts is that what they say in the best?
Yeah, maybe lines scenes. That's true. We did have, I think, the same amount of scenes.
Yeah, I don't think she was like obviously a bigger guest star.
Yeah,
I mean, come on, give yourself some credit.
That's true. Well, I mean, like, she's like the name one. Nate Shelke's becoming.
Well,
we're getting there.
Yeah, come on.
You know.
There was no indication.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
But she was very nice. Mm-hmm. That was a lot of fun. At one point, we got, like, you know, they drive you around in these vans to get from location to location. Mm-hmm. And our van driver got lost.
Oh, no.
Like, we're on the set of, or, you know, on the lot of Paramount and just, like, around, like, and
lost on the Paramount?
Yes. Well, it was essentially, like, there was, like, people shooting something, so you couldn't go through this one way.
Oh, and then he didn't know
like,
where
this,
he was.
Yeah, it was this lady.
You know you can walk the length of the Paramount lot in 15 minutes.
How do you know that?
I work on that lot.
Oh, what did you do there? Like,
I was a casting assistant for a Nickelodeon show.
Nickelodeon show?
Big Time Rush.
Hmm. Was that about, like, a little Rush Limbaugh?
It's not a boy band, so I'm surprised you don't know about it.
Oh, Samantha, can I ask you to move over sort of towards the hump?
Now I have to sit bitch?
You gotta sit bitch. Just because I'm hearing you actually diagonally through the thing, and then maybe it'll just be better
this way.
Is
this better?
That's better, yeah.
Okay. You could, don't be afraid to lean in.
I'm not afraid, but I don't want to.
You don't have to.
But what if people don't hear you?
They're gonna hear me. Everybody can hear me.
So
second time on the show and a little shy.
I know. But in any event, yeah, no, you're right. And that's what was sort of ridiculous is we were sort of stuck in it, but we were already like in for the ride.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, okay, we're all looking at each other like, should we get out? Or, but we don't want to like leave her because she's stuck. Like, I mean, it was more like, you know, it's like a Mentos commercial, like where they're like moving stuff, you know? And I think we should have just had Mentos so we could have gotten through.
Oh my God.
But it was a lot of fun. And, yeah, so that was cool. And then I got some more stuff coming up.
Do you want to tell us about that?
I can tell you what it is, but I don't have any adventures yet. But I'm going to be on Anger Management in a couple of weeks. Or I'm going to shoot in a couple of weeks, I should say.
Is that another guest starring part?
It's actually, like, it's weird. Like, I think it's just a co-star, but it's a good co-star. Mm-hmm. It's like a whole scene, you know.
Oh, nice. You are really popping up on our television screens everywhere.
So hopefully, you know, it's been a good year. We only just started, so who knows where it's going to go.
The beginning of 2013.
Yeah. Well, it really is steaming up.
It really is.
Should we air condition it or roll down the windows?
Are you warm?
No, I'm
guest.
Oh,
I'm
are we okay
warm.
With it just being steamy? Yeah, okay, that's great.
Looks
like we're making out.
Well, you did tell her to sit on the hump.
That's true. That's true.
As if, yeah.
Well, back to the movie.
Yeah, I most of the movie, I'd say 73 quarters through, I didn't like it.
But you're gonna say 73% of that.
73.27% I did not like.
Yeah. Okay.
I was annoyed with these plot lines. Yeah. It wasn't funny enough. Oh,
totally.
You know, and then
a lot of annoying characters. A lot, like unbelievable characters that you're just like unreasonable. Why are you even dealing with these people?
And yeah, and the little things like she always answers her phone.
Yeah.
Without seeing who it is. Like,
right. Nobody does that.
First of all, nobody does that. Second of all, this character would never do that because she doesn't like
Interruptions kind of, and she's by the book. And,
And she also has a hard time with intimacy. Yes.
Did you notice at the end all of the admissions officers were on their cell phones?
Yeah.
Taking calls?
Yeah.
That's from the people.
They
have
offices and phones and voicemails.
Yeah, they're just walking.
They're not handing their cell phone numbers out to strangers. Exactly.
But you know what it is? It's just, it's artifice. Because it's like, it's something that like I think people have discovered now that is great for film, which is that like it's just easier to film people on their cell phone.
Right. Yeah.
You get just like all of their face.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Yeah. But when it's like unrealistic to the plot, it's annoying.
That's true. And what I really came to see this movie was just an accurate portrayal of the admission process.
Yeah, and so that was frustrating. Also, I will say, like, all this build-up about whether this one kid would get in or not.
Yeah.
Right.
And for me personally, it was like, okay, if he gets in, great. But if he doesn't get in, what the fuck do I care? But I would never care because,
well, you might have if it had been a drama.
No, but I don't think so because, like, if he doesn't get into Princeton, I'm not going to feel that his life is over, no matter what.
Well, because it's like Princeton or nothing,
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, it's like, because
in a real world situation, people, you know, they apply to a bunch of schools.
Right.
I mean, at least three, you know, typically, which I'm going to segue to this. We can go back to specifics of the movie, but I was just curious with, let's talk about our admission process into Samantha. College and stuff like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Specifically.
What was that for you?
Well, I went to high school in Florida, which, a public high school in Florida, which, Florida's one of the states that just has the worst public education.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty terrible. Pretty terrible. And my guidance counselor was completely useless. I had no idea how to do anything. None of my immediate family had gone to college, so I didn't have guidance from home. I didn't have guidance from school. So I didn't really know what I was doing.
But you still went?
I still went.
That is very impressive.
That is impressive.
I ended up, I was accepted to a few schools. I knew I didn't want to stay in Florida. I was rejected from a lot of schools. But the worst part of it all, I think, was that I did not know that when you went to college, you could literally choose anything as a major. Just like anything.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
For realsies.
Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
And that upset you?
Well, it upset me later in life.
Oh.
Well, it depends on, like, you know, what school also, because they still need someone to, you know, like, they have to have that major. They have to have teachers for that, whatever it is.
Oh, sure, sure. Yeah. But
there's
like,
many things. That's
right.
True.
I was like, well, I'm not going to be a doctor. And I knew I wasn't going to be some kind of a scientist. And I knew, but it was like, but when I got into college, I was like, oh, there's so much more nuance.
Yeah.
Than just like, do this or this or this, the end.
Yeah.
It is very confusing with the major kind of thing, because I remember, like, I definitely didn't declare until sometime during sophomore year, because I was just like, I don't know. I knew what I wanted to, but I knew my parents, we had a Dead Poets Society kind of thing, where they wouldn't pay for theater. And so I was like, well, I want to do theater, but I can't say I'm doing theater. And so I actually did theater on the sly.
Wow.
I started taking acting classes and stuff, not telling them, you know?
Wow.
Being in plays, not telling them. They really only saw me do one play, which was like at the end in my senior year.
And did they love it?
They did. They did. And
did they regret all of their choices?
See, what's been funny in my life is that, like, later on, they've been very supportive, which I always say, like, I love my parents, and But I do think, like, the thing is that they've been supportive as things have gone well.
Right.
And that's not when you need support. Exactly. You know, when it's been, like, and it's constant rejection.
Right.
And then during those periods, they'd be like, well, maybe you should, you know, like, and then, like, when it's going well, they're like, yeah, keep on doing it. I was like, yeah, fuck yeah, I'm going to keep on doing it. Like, I just make money from acting. Right. That's it. Yes, I'm going to do this, you know?
But otherwise known as a job.
Yeah, you know? But it's just kind of funny.
That's sad.
But, you know, what I wanted to talk about, too, which they talk about this, is, like, did you guys have to write essays? Like,
yeah.
And what did you write your essay about?
I don't remember.
I remember what mine was about, and it reminded me of when I was in high school, I wanted to be a peer counselor. And in order to do that, like, there was the interview process, and you had to write essays and this sort of thing. And I remember, like, being in a room where everyone was sort of just sharing, like, stuff. Mm-hmm. And they were like, why they wanted to, and this sort of thing. And everyone had these, like, sob stories.
Oh,
you
no.
know, that's basically like, oh, I'm from a broken home. Mm-hmm. My dad's an alcoholic. Mm-hmm. I was abused. Oh, I got held at gunpoint or whatever it is. And mine was.
A lot of happening.
I know, right? And then mine was. I had nothing to talk. I mean, right. I guess, like. It didn't. Maybe I didn't want to talk about my mom.
Right.
But like,
you maybe all, you didn't know as like you weren't as aware.
Right. Right. Yeah. You know. All I could be like, I'm a twin, and sometimes that's hard. You know. Everyone thinks we're the same, but we're not. You know. It's just like, oh.
And that was that's just, a real thing.
Yeah, it is.
It is. You know, valid.
I have friends who are twins who, another friend of ours was writing something for us all to be in. And she wrote it as them being twins, and they said that they did not want, they would do it, but they did not want to be brothers in it. And I was, I guess I get it, but also you're the same person, so people are going to know you're brothers.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not the same person.
Unless you like Emilio Estevez it, you know, like.
Mm, change your last name.
Yeah, you know.
But if you're identical.
If you're identical twins.
They're still going to know. Yeah, exactly. That's true.
There's no getting around being brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Well, so when I got to college, I mean, maybe I wrote different ones for different things, but the main one that I wrote was about my first audition, my first professional audition, which was a disaster.
Oh, no.
It was like, I remember it was for Into the Woods. There was like a community theater production of Into the Woods, and you had to sing, you know? Mm. It's a musical. And I chose, based on like my mom and this, you know, voice teacher that I had, well, I only took like maybe one or two voice lessons, whatever, but we worked on 16 going on 17. Cheesiest song ever. And I was just like, oh, and I just remember going, and my essay was about like all the different people that were in the sort of room.
I think maybe we should have the air.
I know, that's what I think.
Okay.
And it was just, it was just very funny because it was just, it's community theater too, so people were like, still like gunning for it, you know, but it's community theater.
Oh,
and it's just funny to me. Like, I even today, like, I think about, like, you know, I think about, like, the sort of thing that it took just to move to New York, you know, like,
the gumption.
Yeah, like, it really, so some people were impressed just at that, you know what I mean, when you move.
Mm-hmm, that's you know? True. Some people are impressed.
Yeah. Because I know people from, like, you know, you meet people, you go to New York or whatever.
That's true, yeah.
And they'd really, like, that would be enough. You know, they'd be like, you moved to New York?
Right.
I could never. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
And then just, like, content to just do community theater or whatever, you know, or whatever
it is. There's nothing wrong with that.
There is nothing wrong with that.
Shows a real love of the craft.
It really does. And, you know, sometimes I think of, like, stories that amaze me, like, you know, what is his name? It's not TJ. No, his last name is Walsh. Something, whatever. In A Few Good Men, he's like in it, and he's
JT?
Like JT Walsh. Mm-hmm. JT Walsh was in community theater.
Mm-hmm.
He was like in his 40s.
Really?
Yeah, and
wow,
David Mamet discovered him.
I didn't know that.
And
what
like,
was David Mamet doing at the community theater?
So like, I think it was just in like Illinois somewhere, and he just
decided to pop on in.
Yeah, maybe he knew someone who was in it or whatever, you know? that's the thing that I think is cool about celebrities and stuff is, like, they're still a real person. They have connections to real people. So they still have to do dumb shit that everyone does. I.e. go to a community theater of Pippin or whatever it is, you know?
Of course they're real people.
And they have, like, their son's birthday party and, what you know, whatever it is. They still have to do that, you know? They don't get a pass. Yeah. But, and then, you know, I didn't apply to any Ivies. So this whole, like, having an interview with the alumni, like, I never had to do that. Right. Did you guys ever do
that? Well, I didn't go to college right after. I didn't even bother applying. I was just happy I graduated high school.
Yeah.
And I was going to be an actress.
It was enough.
It was enough. Believe me, my parents were very happy about that.
Yeah.
I came here right after high school to act.
Nice.
You're
one of those off the bus girls.
I was one of the off the bus girls. Yeah. And yeah, so I didn't do any of that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just so funny to me
a failure in my mother's eyes.
Well, you know, and sometimes, like, this movie made me think of, like, oh, the different paths and that sort of thing. Because, for instance, because of my DPS kind of deal, it was like they basically said, we'll pay for you to go to college, but it has to be in-state.
Jeez, and
you can't do theater, you know. And if you want to go out of state or private school, we'll pay for whatever it is in-state, and then you have to pay the rest, you know.
Yeah.
And so I was like, and I signed up for all these theater auditions for all the big, you know, schools and stuff. And then at the last second, I chickened out because I was like, well, if I don't get a scholarship I'm going to have to pay. I mean, those schools are so expensive, you know.
Crazy.
It's like, I think when I went to school, it was probably like, I can't imagine what it is now, but I think it was like $12,000 a year.
Oh my gosh, it's so much more than that.
I know, right? And then like a public school, I mean a private school is probably like $50,000 a year. It's probably now, you know.
Well, I went to NYU, and it was, I think it was like $32,000
a year
with housing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was several years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
I thought you meant the private school's $12,000 a year. I thought that's what you were saying.
No, I was saying state school. Yeah. So I have to pay everything over $12,000 a year, which would be a lot, you know. Right. So if I went to MLU, it would have been like double or triple.
I had some loans, some grants, and some family
home. Oh, that's good.
So it was a mixture.
Yes, it's very daunting, all of that money.
Yeah.
That's why we have this, you know, we've set aside money for the kids' college, but there's this thing that it's called like the 526 or whatever, and if you save all your money in that, they have to use it for college. Mm-hmm. Like, they have to go to college. Otherwise, it's all, you know, it just goes away. Like, all that money you save. And
how's that legal?
I don't know. It's crazy.
What, it just goes away?
Well, like, you can use it for you can gift it to someone for college, but it has to be used for education.
Oh, just so it's like, because it's tax-free.
Yeah.
Well, it's a savings account, though.
But it must be.
I know, but I mean, like you can. Yeah, that's like.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah. Like, they don't have to, you don't have to.
When you withdraw, you're include not taxed it on it.
And income and stuff like that. Yeah.
But we can discuss that later.
I know about this because anyway. I just started doing my taxes, and it was very depressing because this year I'm going to have to pay.
Oh,
and it just...
You should go to someone then, because when Brett did our taxes one year, we were going to have to pay. I was like, no, there's no way. So then we went to someone and we got money back.
I don't know. I'm leery because I'm already writing a bunch off, and it's like part of the reason is I had to break into my piggy bank, and I knew that I would have to pay taxes off of that.
Yeah, and, I would go to somebody. That's my advice.
Well, in any event.
Anyway, so my point is we're not doing it that way. Because I am, you know.
Yeah, what if they change their mind? Or,
exactly. Yeah. And then all that, and not just that, but like, I don't want her or Clyde to feel like they have to go to college. Like, what if they are actors or musicians or artists of some sort?
What if Clyde just wants to go to Princeton, the town, and just hang out there, you know? Not go to school.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, he should be able to.
Yeah.
I'm not saying we're going to fund his, like, you know, video game obsession, which he totally will be, because he's obsessed with, right, even now. But
maybe he's gonna be a professional video gamer.
Well, he might. You know? He probably could
and they
be.
Fucking he's, have that
they
shit.
They do have that now.
Which is ridiculous
I know,
that they have that.
They do.
You know?
I was just saying that that's like a real job now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he will probably be the best ever.
You know, this is something that I always thought was crazy. Is wait, so Samantha,
yeah,
you were in New York, but you didn't do UCB in New York,
no,
right?
No,
you just did it here.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's this guy that was from Chicago and was a big figure in the UCB scene in New York, Kevin Mullaney, mm-hmm. and he used to be on one of my improv teams.
Where is he now?
He's back in Chicago.
Oh, he is.
He like left. He's like taking care of his parents, and then he had to like go back, and so now he's back in Chicago
doing improv in Chicago.
Yeah.
Oh.
He is. And
great.
And teaching primarily.
I really liked him.
He's great.
Mm-hmm.
He's great. And but what he does, like now, like he's probably making money from just, you know, teaching improv and stuff. But he, when he left, he made money. You know, there's like these games like Half-Life and shit like that, where it's like an online world or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Multi.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what they call it. Massively multi. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's some acronym. It's like a huge online gaming universe. And you can do things on there, like, and customize your character and stuff like that. Well, what he does is he builds things in that world.
Whoa,
for people.
That's
people
crazy.
Pay him money to, like, build him an office in Half-Life or whatever, you know? And I'm like, this is so stupid.
No,
but that's how he
great.
Makes all of his money.
I
from,
think
like,
that's the opposite of stupid.
Yeah.
I think
no, I think it's stupid
everybody...
that people do it, that
right.
pay him.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it's awesome for him.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, that's how everybody should be making their money.
Yeah.
Just building up, make-em-up things. That's fantastic.
Right?
They should be paying people to, like, spread fairy dust over them if they want.
That's true.
I would love that job.
Yeah.
And people should want it.
Oh, they totally should. You know, it's funny, like, sometimes I think about, like, oh, okay, like, I always, like, sort of joke, but not, like, I'm actually kind of serious. It's like, there's two jobs that I've sort of offered to people, like, in the future.
Okay.
Okay? One is my friend Polly, mm-hmm. and she's, like, big and like, you know, she's like a fashion person.
Uh-huh.
Like, so she has helped me sort of like pick out my wardrobe mm-hmm. sometimes and stuff like that.
So you,
and I was
oh,
like,
your stylist?
Yeah. Uh-huh. That, I was like, so when it gets to that point,
oh, great.
I was like, I would like to hire you and you would be my like stylist.
Great.
You know? And then my cousin, I've always said like, you can be my personal assistant.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I'd be a terrible
And I would want to get to that point because
yeah.
I would love to help them out.
Sure.
And then they love doing those things and I'm like, yeah.
Would you hire me to be your professional fairy dust lady?
I was going to say yes.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
I would. I would.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just, I don't even know. Maybe you should talk to Mandy, my cousin, about where you're going to get the fairy dust.
Oh, please.
You
know? Like, I need to talk to someone.
Oh, you got a line on that.
Oh,
okay,
come on.
Yeah.
What do
yeah.
I look like?
Right.
Please.
Oh, okay. So is there anything else about this movie?
We've spoken very little, but
that we... I mean, overall, like, I lowered my expectations.
And so what happened? Did you like it with very low expectations?
I had very low expectations. I had a, like... I enjoyed it for what it was.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with Samantha. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, I was trying to be your friend. Mm-hmm. There's so many characters that were just odious to me that turned me off a bunch,
mm-hmm.
which was, like, Michael Sheen,
mm-hmm.
Penny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know...
And also the stupid things, like she just happens to be in certain places at certain times when she runs into him. It's
right.
like,
yeah.
you know what, this isn't even funny, and it's ludicrous.
And, like, he acted like
time.
He cared, you
yes.
know what I mean? Before
like,
he didn't
yes.
care, and
exactly.
now he cares. After,
now he's
you know.
Calling her mother, who he doesn't
yeah.
even like.
Because
like,
honestly, if
on.
We're going to turn up the Rocco dial a little bit,
okay.
the way it should have worked, if you really want to do this right,
uh-huh.
is you make it, like, he is a jerk at first, and then after he breaks up with her, he's like, he misses her.
Right. You do a little sliding doors on her.
Yeah, you
yeah.
know. And
that's
we didn't get any of that.
That's what I thought they were trying to do, because he didn't even seem to like the new lady.
Yeah,
he's just
seemed...
a jerk. He doesn't like
yeah.
anybody.
Yeah.
Well,
no
I
wonder
also,
Rachel McAdams
there was a lot
with.
Of Liz Lemon in this Tina Fey character.
Yeah.
Which
but
is
not
fine,
as funny.
Because she's great at that, but...
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I would have enjoyed it better if she wasn't in a 10-year-long, obviously stale,
yeah.
sterile relationship,
mm-hmm.
and instead was like alone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why not be alone instead of get jilted?
Right.
I don't know, because it's not enough suffering. for a lady character.
I mean, I think you're right. Like, that would have made more sense to me than, like, right, what, like, does she have any self-worth that she stays with this guy?
Who's, like treating her like a dog, literally. That's what the joke
I know,
was.
Right? That was an ongoing joke. Like, or let's see a reason why she should stay with him, i.e., he's really smart.
Right.
Let's see him be really smart for a moment.
Yeah, and if this is like a broad comedy, okay, maybe I'll let that pass. But no, it's not even that. Like, his character, I guess, was supposed to be
low
just,
on the yucks. Yeah. Like I was saying.
Extremely low on the yucks. Yeah, the more we talk about it, the less I like it.
The most yucks that we had were in, like, some montages. I remember, like, there were some montage things, and that was some yucks. And then the cow scene was kind of funny, and... You know, that was kind of...
Yeah, there was two times I laughed.
I liked the young kid.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed him.
He was cute.
I wanted him to be around us.
Mm-hmm. You wanted to adopt him?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Paul Rudd was funny. He's always funny.
He was funny. He did what he could with what he had.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she was like Liz Lemon, but not as funny. So, and she looked like a little boy with big ears.
Yeah.
Which maybe I shouldn't focus on, but...
Oh, and I like the professor, the Polish guy or whatever he was.
Yeah, he was funny.
He is very funny.
Yeah.
Good character.
Yeah.
But,
basically,
overall...
I would say don't see this movie. You know, maybe if you're, like...
I would say Netflix
folding laundry.
I would say, Netflix it or wait till it comes on, you know, TV or something.
Because to me, it was
like, this was a movie that, like, I saw previews for. I was like, oh, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
And then...
Only to be... deeply disappointed.
Yeah.
I would say if I was home folding laundry, it came on.
Yes, totally. Yeah.
I would watch this movie if I was folding laundry.
Exactly. That's what I'm waiting. See, I haven't seen like 27 Dresses. I'm not going to make a point to watch that movie.
No.
But I'll watch it when it comes on.
Yeah.
20 minutes in.
No, and both of those movies are good examples. You know, someone had said like they read a review. Oh, this guy that I ran into... going into the movies here.
Did you know that guy?
I did know him,
okay.
He said...
You talked to him for
He said he, like, read a review in Entertainment Weekly, and they said, like, oh, it was, like, you know, like, good, like, smart, you know, smartly written or whatever.
What?
Like,
what?
Just the quality of the lines, I guess, or something
disagree.
Like that. And I was like, well, there weren't really any, like, I agree, like, you know, they talked well, you know, but it wasn't, like, any great lines,
no,
you know, which are two different things.
And I disagree because the characters, a lot of them were ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I would not say this was well written.
But
Entertainment Weekly.
Going along with your laundry movie, though, I do think, like, both 27 Dresses and this movie is a movie that I could watch with low sound on, you know, like, so that I'm... making something in the blender.
Yeah, right.
That's fine.
That's okay.
It's the kind of movie you just check in on every now and again.
Yeah.
And hey, you know what I do watch while I'm folding laundry?
Yeah.
American
what?
Idol.
Nice.
Which we've talked
this
about
is great.
The last couple
Let's
weeks.
Talk. We need to check in here again. You know what I've taken to doing with American Idol?
Wait, do you watch it?
No.
Okay.
Oh.
We'll be brief then.
Oh my gosh.
You won't ruin anything though. All right. I'm not going to go back and watch them.
What I like doing is I watch the performance show. Mm-hmm. I don't even watch the
Neither
results
do
show.
I
just don't
Neither
do it.
Neither do I.
Because I'm always fast-forwarding,
yes,
and it's just boring.
I know. I just check in with E! Online early. They tell me by 7, and I'm done.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah. Lately, I don't really like almost any. I don't
really?
Like,
I can see. Here's my thing.
Okay.
Cree.
I love her.
She's going to win the whole thing.
Yeah.
I think she's it. I love her. I kind of just fast forward to her.
Yeah, she's really great. Although
I like her country bumpkin friend.
I don't know any of their names but Chris.
Yeah.
I know Angie's name.
Oh, I like Angie too.
Yeah, and I like the black lady whose name I don't know.
Yes, she is good.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other ones,
Samantha, I think you should be watching it for Nicki Minaj because I love her. Although at this point, she's not doing much.
No, she's.
What do you do on Wednesday
nights? There's
not a lot
of heavy critiques.
On Wednesday nights, I don't know what I do.
What do you do at night when you're home?
Yeah.
Alone. Take us through it. Take us through it.
Well, sometimes I play games on my phone.
Mm-hmm. On your phone, even
at
home.
Oh, at home.
Yeah. You don't go on the computer. We're both surprised by that.
Yeah.
And sometimes I read books.
Books.
Okay.
But sometimes...
Are you an autodidact, like this character in this movie?
No.
Yeah, okay.
Unless you count reading the entire catalog of Stephen King books in high school.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Well, then, yes, I am.
Yeah. Oh,
oh. No, and then sometimes I just watch literally whatever is on television.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Side note, going off this here, I was hanging out with Eliza the other day, and she told me that her sister's in this musical. Have you heard about this Stephen King musical?
No.
It's Stephen King wrote it. John Cougar Mellencamp does the music.
I have heard that.
And her sister's in it.
Did she meet the Cougs?
Yeah.
And how did she, the Cougs is dating Meg Ryan now, you know.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. You're right. You're right. Speaking of a melted face.
Yeah.
Oh,
that made me angry.
Maggie Ryan, cutest girl. And what is she doing?
Aging inappropriately.
That could have gracefully aged.
Yes.
You know?
That could have.
That face.
This one said, and that could have.
Well, anyway, I would like to see this musical because I can't imagine. I want to see that.
It's based on what book?
It's new.
It's not based on a book.
He wrote a new thing.
Did she say if it's supposed to be good?
Yeah, it's supposed to be good.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Well, I do like the
Coops. Well, I guess right now they've been workshopping it in Atlanta, and now I think it's ready to go.
Hotlanta.
Yeah.
They're ready to take off with the Coops.
Exactly. So, you know.
In high school, I went through a real roller coaster ride with the Coops, because for a while I hated him a lot, and then I just switched and loved him.
Yeah.
And now we're just, you know, we're pulling into the... the end of the station.
Yeah, what's left, you know? That's what's always interesting. You see, like, sometimes, like, for instance, someone from that sort of time period who just 80s. Released a new album, which is so weird to me.
Well, Rick Springfield but it's supposed to be good. Rick Springfield does it a lot.
But he's kept going with it, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. Yeah. Thank you for... most people don't know that.
Yeah.
You might only know that because I've told you that.
Yeah, I've only met because you told me that, yeah. No, but Depeche Mode just released a new album.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Which is so crazy after, like, 15 years.
I do have to tell you, and I texted this to Samantha the other night, and she's the only person I've told.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
The other night, there I was, home alone.
Yeah.
And it came up on my email. I got an email that John Mayer was coming to the Hollywood Bowl.
And you're going to be there.
I purchased myself one ticket by myself.
Nice.
I did a lot of research online because a lot of the closer seats were gone already, but I got one pretty close up.
It's going to be great. There's going to be all these moms with you.
No, don't say that. Oh, God.
No, but I'm sure there will be some teen boppers, too, teeny boppers as well.
Do you think only with the moms? Like, I think it'll be John moms Mayer?
And 15-year-olds, yeah, I think so.
What about the 20s?
I don't know if the 20s are going to be there. What do you think, Susan?
What do you think?
I think that you're right about
moms. God.
But also, that's great.
It's going to be mothers and daughters. Mothers, hold on to your daughters. Yeah.
If fathers. You want to share some wine, fathers. You're going to get to share some Zen, girl.
Oh, no, I don't drink Zen. This may be the worst night of my life. I thought that I was going to be the only mom there. No. Amongst.
You know, speaking of a nostalgia kind of concert, there's a concert that they're opening up tickets soon. And I think I'm going to buy a ticket, but I'm a little bummed. I think this is a great bill. It's... Bare Naked Ladies, Ben Folds 5, and Guster.
Okay.
And they're playing, I think, both at, maybe not the, I think it's at the Bowl.
I love going
the Bowl and at the Greek.
Those are great.
And, but my brother pointed out that Stephen Page is no longer with Bare Naked Ladies. Who's the more husky one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't really.
He quit the band. I haven't paid attention to them at all for the last 10 years.
I never really liked them.
I loved them, but then they started, some of their stuff was like,
I didn't care. I heard them on the radio.
Yeah, I heard them on the radio as well.
They're very funny live, though.
You're seeing a comedy act?
No, you totally are. Like, them together, and that's what makes me sad, is like, just him. With the other band, they're funny too, but those two together were very funny.
Oh, you guys, I'm still really depressed about being... I'm
moms?
Just a typical mom move. I do not know that. You don't understand. With the music, I feel...
Maybe I'm wrong. I'm going to ask some of my 20-year-old, you know...
Who are these people?
Like, I'll ask Kristen. you know, when she could have done there.
Of course, you know? She wouldn't. Oh, why am I? Oh, I knew I was embarrassed about it, okay? But I didn't realize I was that kind of embarrassed.
You know what?
I thought I was just bad taste in music embarrassed, not I'm just another mom embarrassed.
Oh. I think you should give yourself a pat on the back for recognizing that all you needed to buy was one ticket.
That's true.
That's a real understanding of both your situation and yourself.
Of course. I would never degrade any of my friends.
Look, and you just, like, you know, get a nice picnic basket and fit at least two of the, like, larger size pink and whites in.
Oh, God.
You know?
But wait, I'm not a married person, so I don't understand how this works, but aren't you supposed to drag your husband to all the stuff that you want to do?
Pick up the kids. They're going to, right?
Yeah, he'll be with, I don't make him do
don't
that.
Don't you know that there are things called babysitters?
Yeah, but I'm not going to waste it to make him see John. I did make him come to Rick Springfield with me once.
Well, that's different. Yeah,
that's an event.
That is an event. And let me tell you something. I'm sure I've said this a million times on this podcast, but he came out of there saying he's a real rock star, that Rick Springfield. He puts on a show, and he wasn't joking. He said
my God.
He puts on. I've got to see him with you.
You will agree. Oh, my gosh.
And also, did you know that Rick Springfield...
Let me ask you this. I need to know this. Okay. Does he pull somebody up on stage sometimes?
Of course. Yes. But no, you know what? It's always a kid.
Oh, nice. He pulls
kids up. Yeah. And I did see Rick Springfield alone many times. But but once I made Brett come with me. But do you know what? He is in Dave Grohl's new movie.
Oh.
And Dave Grohl about...
The Sound City.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. He's in that. And Dave Grohl talks about how great Rick Springfield is and what a great guitar player he is. And so, guys, finally someone
interesting.
Else
we should recognized. Watch that. You know, because... Have you watched it yet?
No, I want
because
to.
We can watch it at home. You can just watch it at
home. Sound City?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's exciting news.
We should do it. Because I've actually had it on my computer.
What?
And it cost like $12 to like buy it. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, yeah, I'll do that. Because I missed it. It was when it was in theaters
around. Yes, it was very briefly in theaters.
And I wanted to because I've heard about it.
Let me tell you, people are starting to recognize Rick's rock roots, okay? Dave Grohl even said that he wished he was Rick. That's how much of a rock star he is.
Oh, my gosh. Wow,
is.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
That's interesting.
Yes, thank you. Well, okay.
should we wrap it up? Yeah,
do you have anything else to say, Sam?
No. Any parting shots?
About the
movie? See, I don't want to punch this movie.
Why don't you want to punch it? Because you're too nice?
Well, because I feel like even though it was not, you know, amazing and it wasn't as funny as you wanted it to be and there were too many conflicts.
Yeah.
And you probably wouldn't watch it unless it was on the TV.
Right. Laundry. And I have to do laundry. I just wish I was home when I saw this movie.
I still very much enjoy spending time with our friends Tina Fey and Paul Rudd. Mm. I just enjoy their company.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know?
Are you feeling lonely at all lately?
Did I ever mention this before?
I don't want to talk about
that. That I've worked with Paul Rudd before.
On what?
On ESPN thing. I've done a bunch of work for ESPN over the years.
He's really a nice person.
He's so nice and he's so funny. Like he's always down to like joke around and stuff.
Yeah.
Like when I first he came in, we shot this thing at the Pit in New York.
That's funny.
And when he came in the door, like, he did a little bit where he, like, pretended that he was hitting his head against the door. It was very funny. That's when I first met him.
Did I ever tell you that I, for some weird reason, ended up, like, accompanying him to the Daily Show? It's one of his Daily Show appearances.
No.
Me and a friend, and we hung out with him. Just me and him and my friend. While he was in the green room, he was very, very nervous, and then we... drove him home.
What?
It was like...
Was this when you were a professional escort? This is during that period?
No, but it was like 10 years ago.
Right.
And he was a little flirty, I will say that. But yeah. He was with his wife, but
he
apparently...
He seems like just that kind of a person, though. Just kind of a flirty dude.
Yeah, right? It wasn't excessively flirty.
Flirts McGirts.
But he was very sweet and funny and... self-deprecating.
Yeah.
Yeah. See? It wasn't a negative flirting. No, I appreciated it. Yeah. It felt personal, Samantha.
Please. I'd like Paul Rudd to flirt me up.
Exactly. Yeah. He didn't feel like flirting with anyone. It felt like he really wanted
like
me.
Yeah, yeah, I know. They look right in your eyes and they make you believe that you're the only one in the world, and I can't talk about it anymore.
Okay.
Well, we should wrap it up. We're about closing in on the hour mark here.
Ooh, this is a long cast.
But Sam, thanks for coming.
Thank you so much. It was great to see you. I mean, not that I haven't seen you between this, but thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
This has been
the Roco
Review.
Yeah. Welcome back.
Boy meets girl and girl meets boy, but the girl meets another boy and likes him better, maybe wears a sweater. It's a Roco Review. It's a Roco Review. It's a Roco Review.